On one such afternoon, I must have been 6 or 7, I made the familiar trek through the school and across campus to the Fine Arts Building. I swung open the glass door and dropped my JanSport backpack, the thud echoing all the way to the top of the pointed glass ceiling. I rounded the corner, collected my snack, and began rummaging through the kitchen cabinets to find Mille Bornes, my favorite card game. As I spread my snack and the cards on the faded green Victorian rug, a little girl plopped down in front of me. She had sand-colored skin and soft brown hair that was pulled back in a long ponytail, safely secured by a navy blue ribbon. Her plaid jumper matched mine. Her white socks hosted a fringe of lace. I noted that I hadn't met her before. "Can I play with you?" she asked softly. "Sure," I said, without much thought. "I don't know how to play," she confessed. "It's okay," I said, crunching my goldfish. "I'll teach you." As I dealt her hand, I glanced up periodically to catch her blue eyes. She was staring at my arm. At around 7 years old, I didn't know exactly what was coming next, but I knew I was under her microscope. Self-conscious, I rubbed my right thumb over a patch of sand that had hung on for dear life after my afternoon tour around the sandbox. "Do you shower?" she finally asked me, her head cocked to the side. "What do you mean?" I asked, crunching more goldfish. "Your skin," she began. Then she stopped. "I mean, your skin looks really dirty. Does your mommy help you shower every day?" I felt a sudden sting in the lower pockets of my eyelids. I knew tears were close, but I didn't want to make a scene in front of this curious stranger. "Of course," I choked out as I attempted to appear controlled and even. "Of course I shower. I mean, I usually bathe in a bathtub." "Then why does your skin look like that?" "Because I'm African American and I have dark skin." Her mouth twitched to the side as she stared at my arm without any regard to my discomfort. We didn't play Mille Bornes that afternoon, and I didn't finish my goldfish. I abandoned the carpet and raced to my backpack, tore it open, and pretended to read a book. My mother eventually picked me up, well before the magic deadline. I could smell the scent of her perfume and hard work on her clothes, and I told her everything. Empathetic, and I now know, silently seething over the way she couldn't protect me. She listened and assured me that I wasn't dirty and that I was beautiful. My mother and father worked long hours, climbed their way to the tops of their fields in the Texas oil and chemical industries, and made sure our lives were comfortable. They made sure I could attend this excellent school and dream the same dreams of exclusive access and behind-the-scenes privilege as the 62 out of 66 girls in my class who weren't Black. I was lucky to be the beneficiary of their hard work. But that one afternoon taught me how curiosity shapes and forms us. Sometimes we become nosy, jealous, or envious of another's experience. At other times, we long to draw close and know more, genuinely wanting to be charitable, kind, and helpful in relationship. On one side of curiosity, we're the explorer, searching for answers and hoping to know more about why or how someone else exists. But on the receiving end, curiosity can do the opposite work. It can make us feel like a specimen being poked at on the biology table, like a beta fish in a really small bowl. We're not invited into anything. Rather, we're examined and then left alone. Curiosity can be a catalyst for real relationship, or it can isolate and exotify, making someone feel completely other. I don't think the little girl who sat before me that day was malicious or ill-willed. I think in her childlike curiosity, she wanted to tell the truth. She wanted to be friends and to know more. She genuinely wanted to help me. But sometimes, even the most innocent, childlike curiosity doesn't lead to great discoveries. Instead, it can inadvertently lead to years of confusion and even more questions that require a delicate undoing. An undoing that some of us are still trying to navigate with careful intentionality. For me, that undoing has been slow, deliberate, and thoughtful. An everyday, and yet mostly invisible part of my existence.